Oh, hi guys! Welcome back to Banyo Thoughts ni Gian. So, meron po tayong special guest this very morning. Isa sa mga pinaka-pogi kong kaibigan na magaling sa music. Pag nakita niyo lang yung picture niya, sigurado maglalaglagan yung mga brief at panty niyo. Yeah. Now, this guy is like, I met him, kaya tayo nakita? 2014 ba?
2013.
13 pa! Oh my God! That was like 7 years ago. Batang-bata pa yung tsura ng tao na to. mas ngayon, parang wine. If you age it, mas gumagwapo. Ito yan, yan, serial. Yan ating guest ngayon. So, anyway, this is... I'll introduce you to Robbie Kiza. He's one of my... can call him Rob. He's actually one of my good friends. I met him through Experience Philippines, and then one of the reasons why I think we got to meet is because you joined the road trip, right?
Tama ba? That's correct.
Yeah, yes. You joined the road trip. Tapos kaibigan mo si Jeff. Tama ba?
That's right. Yeah. Office mate.
Office mate mo siya.
Yes. Okay. Previous office mate. Yes.
Ngayon si Rob, may magaling na talent yan. Nak naman. Talent niya ay musika. Nak naman. Isa sa mga, ang tawag niya, OPM ba yan? OPM ka ba? Hindi mo
alam. Technically, yes, because I'm Filipino, but it's all-encompassing kasi OPM eh. But it's more on the rock and adult alternative.
Wow, we call that adult alternative pala. So may ganun palang term.
Yes.
So hindi natin pag-uusapan ng music. Joke lang.
Grabe.
Joke lang. Wala kasi alam sa music, pero maganda matuto nga ng mga bagay-bagay. So pag-usapan yung tinayong mong company, which is I think the really one that's very interesting one, because I think tama naman, we have a lot of musical talents. But anyway, before pakilala mo na yung sarili mo and who you are,
yes,
what you do.
Yes, hello, good morning or evening or whatever the time is, wherever you're listening. Ako po si Rob Ikiza, at ako'y isang musical artist. Meron akong isang record label na maliit lang dito sa Cainta, Rizal. Ang tawag doon ay Jam Lemon Records. At kami ay nagpo-produce ng mga artists, ng mga music nila, at mga productions, at iba-iba pang creative outputs.
Ah, grabe. Yes. Hindi ka ba nahihirapan?
Nakakapagod siya, but it's very rewarding.
It's a passion project, right?
That's correct. Hindi siya kumikita pa sa ngayon masyado, pero alam mo yan, binibuild namin yung brand and the community, and it's more on the service side, imbis na for profit. So
okay. Paano mo nalalaman, how do you find out? Let's talk first the name. Why did you name it Jam Lemon?
That's a good question, actually. Back in, I think, 2008, meron akong mga kasama sa apartment ko na mga rockers din, for lack of a better term.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, meron kaming inside joke nun na si John Lennon, parang kapag unfamiliar ka kay John Lennon, sino si Jam Lemon? Ganun. So, later on, by around 2010, nag-iisip ako ng pangalan ng... record label na kung ano yung gagamitin ko para sa ano, para sa tawag dun, sa isang album ko nun na ilalabas. Yun, nag-isip lang ako, tapos yun, pumasok bigla yung Jam Lemon. Tapos yun, Jam Lemon Records, it just stuck.
So in other words, inspired pala ng Beatles tong name.
definitely. And as always, ang ano kasi paborito kong Beatle is si John Lennon ever since.
Ah, wow. Kaya pala siya inspiration mo for the name. Pero naging Pinoy version na, naging jam tsaka lemon. Inisip ko kasi kala ko sandwich.
Oo nga eh, parang jam sa bread.
Pero bakit lemon? Kaya baka may cheese maxim. Because since you started it out, what was like the journey like?
Well, to be honest, Jam Lemon was just you know, parang laro-laro lang siya in the beginning. Kasi nga, yung mga pinuput out kong albums nun, aside from my albums, tsaka sa banda ko, sa few friends din, parang ano lang siya, underground na para lang meron siyang nakalabas na record label dun sa ano sa inlay ng albums. Pero later on nung this was about 2018, medyo naging kompleto yung equipment ko. I mean, just enough to be able to record mga artists. So nagkaroon kami ng isang ano dun, ng isang special project before. Tinuruan ako ng ano ng recording process na gumagamit ng DAW, which is Digital Audio Workstation talaga. Oh. And then, nung natutunan ko yun, naisip ko, why don't I use this para, ano, para kumita? Kasi at the time, I was out of work. My last job was actually with Experience Philippines.
So, oh, nga, no.
Kasi pinanak na yung buto ko.
May question, all. How does yeah. the... Diba they usually make money from the sales is usually made from purchases
recording crowd. Recording not necessarily kasi yung purchases kasi ngayon, hindi na tayo physical eh it's a changing
world. Exactly my question eh so paano yun paano how does it earn from advertising
kapag may clients so kapag may nagpa-record sa akin I have certain rates for certain types of recording. Kung acoustic yan, ganito yung rate mo. Kung full band yan, ganito yung rate mo.
Oh. So pupunta sila dapat sa Jam Lemon's office? Dapat ganito
sila record? That's correct. Dito sila magre-record or pupunta kami sa isang studio para ako yung mag-record. Tapos later on, ang mixing kasi ng isang kanta, it takes a month.
Ah, talaga? Ganun ba complicated?
Yes. Oh, ganun ka nitty-gritty, ka-detalyado ang recording ng isang, you know, proper studio na recording.
Yung sa nanilinig natin sa Spotify, for example, yung mga ina-upload doon, yes. Usually like those are really, really well edited.
Mm-mm. That's correct. Oh.
Interesting.
So yun, kahit acoustic lang na kanta, ang mixing, ang audio engineer, pag minix niya yun, hindi sapat ang ilang araw, hindi sapat ang isang linggo kasi ipapahinga mo yung tenga mo for many days bago mo siya balikan.
Oo, para kang ano rin, para ka rin kumakain. Hindi ka pwedeng tuloy-tuloy na kumakain. Especially if you're doing taste testing, right? You have to remove the kasi may alam ko, natatandaan ko na may isang kilala, one of my friends before. He got an internship sa ice cream factory. Ang trabaho niya pagkakain ng ice cream.
Sarap.
Bawat labas ng ice cream na bago, kailangan niya tikman.
Wow.
So pumasok siya dyan, super payat niya. After one month, pagbalik niya, bilog na bilog na siya. Pero ginagawa niya kasi, I think the same as an audio engineer, you stop listening. Sa kanila naman, kape. But after sila kumain ng, pag tinikman na nila yung ice cream, they have to drink black coffee. Else it neutralizes the taste buds daw.
Tapos Totoo ba?
They have to eat it again and then ganun ulit. So, grabe, no? So, yung trabaho niya talaga is just basically like that. Taste tester. Bagong labas ng ice cream. Wala, naisip ko lang. Naisip ko lang na parang it's the same. Mm-hmm. I think it applies to every single thing. You have to take a break. Before you actually you go back to it, you have a fresh perspective then on the whatever.
That's right. Minsan hindi mo malalaman kapag nagtuloy-tuloy ka, lalo sa tenga kasi ang tenga hindi mo naman pwedeng lagyan ng anything. Buti sila may black coffee sila, pero ang tenga kasi you really have to, you know, sleep para
papahinga yan, no? I think you know, one of the hindi natin napapansin. I think what we notice a lot is the eyes, the nose. I think in terms of the senses, but the sound is actually one of the underrated senses ng tao.
Totoo yan. Very much taken for granted. Oh, totoo yan.
Oh, kasi you assume nandiyan eh sound eh. Pero it can actually excite you. It can actually scare you.
Yes.
Diba yung sa mga movies, pag pinanonood mo yung mga movies, tanggalin mo yung sound effects ng horror. Walang pakiramdam yung horror scene.
Totoo yan.
Totoo. It really plays a lot of, ano, really, sound really plays a lot of importance. In, yes, exactly. Except sure. Kasi, I remember kasi dun sa, when I was studying before sa New England on film, the first thing that I would always think of is the sound. What would be the sound like? Kasi I think that's how, and I met another person who also thinks of it that way na bago daw siya mag-edit ng, for example, any like TikTok, for example, let's say TikTok na lang, ganun kasimple. Bago daw siya gumawa ng kasi ano siya eh, she provides content. Siya yung nag-edit ng mga TikToks for some influencers.
Okay.
So ginagawa niya, she comes up with a sound first before she edits because the sound daw will help her process the speed, the effects, whatever. So parang yun nga. So inisip ko lang, ang laki ng role ng sound. Hindi lang pala just to listen to music.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's more
than that. It goes hand in hand. Kasi ang karamihan ng iniisip nila is okay lang yan kahit sobrang crappy ng sound basta yung video, ito yung importante. Kasi visual kasi ang mga tao mostly. I mean, yun yung primary sense na tingin nilang nagmamatter. Pero yun na nga, it goes hand in hand without the sound. Pag nanonood ka ng GIF, yes, you can imagine the sound, pero iba pa rin yung experience mo kapag nandiyan talaga yung sound. Lalong-lalo na kapag magandang-maganda yung pagkaka-execute.
Shit! O nga, parang nahiya naman yung pagka-record ko sa Zoom tuloy.
Hindi naman, kasi this is a conversation. Conversations don't really, really require much.
Grabe, no, how it's all changed now. Digital, yes.
Technology.
No, I'm talking about like how we changed our lifestyle now. That, for example, now we can actually talk virtually. I saw one of the posts of one of my friends. She is a financial advisor. And nakakatawa because sabi niya mas nadami pa daw siyang meeting ngayon. Kasi yung post pre-quarantine kasi after ng isang meeting niya wala pa daw 60 seconds may next meeting na daw siya kasi dahil siya kaya mag-travel nasa schedule niya na lahat pwedeng sunod na lang kaya ko sige nga no o nga no
so in other words, I guess people are bored.
No, I guess I think hindi rin siya necessary. That physical meeting is not really necessary. But you can actually work from where you are. That's always been. I always thought of it that way, and that people still insist on face to face. Iba pa rin siguro pag face to face meeting when you have to sign contracts or when you have to sign documents. At least yun pwede pa. Pero siguro sa mga ganito, hindi na siguro kailangan.
Yeah, I mean, okay lang naman kasi maging twice a week kang pumapasok or even once a week, okay lang naman siguro yun. So, I think it's gonna change pagkatapos ng quarantine na to at pag medyo bumalik na tayo sa so-called normal, I think magkakaroon ng adjustments. Kasi malaking supply, malaking resources ang ginagamit din ng office, ng physical offices . Diba? Not just their internet, pati yung mga paper towels, diba? Pati yung water,
renta,
electricity, 'di ba? Renta. So, malaking pagbabago ang magaganap, I feel.
I think so rin. I think madami rin change. Pero sa iyo, sa industry mo, like in music, do you think any change will happen? Do you think that's going to be something?
Ang laki ng pagbabago ngayon. I don't think magbabago naman siya totally, pero matagal siyang babalik. If we're talking about yung gigs, yung mga concerts, matagal bumalik 'yan. Kasi marami ang takot pa rin kahit sabihin na nating nag-lift sila ng lockdown and quarantine. May takot pa rin sa mga tao . Kasi lalong-lalo na dahil sinasabi nila na kada pandemic merong second wave at mas maraming namamatay sa second wave. So that's why kahit nasang industriya ka, you need to adapt. Mas maraming may mga industriya na mas malakas yung effect pa nila.
Pero paano sa iyo? How does the music industry will adapt to this? Like hindi ka nga pwedeng mag kasi usually 'di ba sabi nila, hindi ka talaga kumikita sa like for example artists nowadays. Kasi I remembered in one of the buildings that I was at, that's where actually Sony or Warner. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, but so one of the music labels was actually the holding office. And then then we were invited to go inside. Okay. As in, nakisilip-silip lang ako sa window, ay sa pintuan, pinapasok na rin kami eventually. And then, alam, ang sinabi pala nila, kinikita daw talaga, for example, sa Spotify, para kaya listen yata ng kada, yeah, I think someone listens to it, parang 1 cent or something like that. 1 cent goes to the
It's artist. Not even 1 cent, it's 0.00 something. 0.000 something.
So, doon sila nag-earn. So kung may 1 million yan, doon kayo. Pero kaya majority of the artists, they do concerts. Kasi that's where the bulk of money comes in talaga.
Sa ngayon na hindi na physical medium ang labanan. Ang nangyari is pag meron kang album, para na lang siyang calling card mo para i-book ka sa concerts and gigs and appearances. Tapos,
okay. Paano ngayon yan kung wala ng concerts, gigs, hindi natin magagawa ngayon yan? So, paano sila magkikita?
To be honest, walang ibang paraan. Mas nakakaawa yung mga tinatawag nating show bands. Show bands sila yung mga nagko-cover ng mga kanta, di ba? Mm-hmm. Yung for entertainment purposes talaga na live shows. Yun, sila yung mas nakakaawa. Kasi kahit pa paano, yung mga original artists, kumikita pa rin sila kahit maliit na maliit lang. Pero iba kasi yung dynamics eh. So,
you know
to be honest, kawawa yung musicians.
Actually, this is very good insight eh.
Mm.
I think there is going to be, di ko lang sure, pero I'm just gonna compare it with how
the travel business.
No. I think you've seen mga Korean shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the backstory of Korean shows? There's actually majority of them are actually location wise, they're all free. They don't have to pay. There's an actual institution. There's an actual organization that the government set up. That really that really promotes the objective of that organization is really to make Korean dramas number one, sell internationally. That's the objective nila. So they will support that whole program. So that's why there's a lot of independent screenwriters who started producing, you know, different kinds of film. It's merit based. So in other words, so if it has a higher rating, they get more funding. So I was thinking, maybe, you know, I think this is with all these things that are happening now in the world. I think I have a feeling that magkakaroon ng people will go back to the arts. I don't know. It's like a kutob ko lang na people will start looking at something that's more human. I don't know. It doesn't make sense though, but parang it's not anymore for profit. Like for example, music.
Right.
Music.
Mm-hmm.
Parang feeling ko yung tao mas gusto nila ngayon to really go into music because they want to go to music. It's not because they want to make money from it or nakita sila, sumikat sila sa TV show, like Filipinas Got Talent or something like that. It's really because you really or just want to share music. I don't know.
Not for fame or for the glory, ano. That's always been the dilemma of ano eh, of artists. Kung ano ba, pumapasok ba ako dito para sumikat at dumami ng chicks o kaya ng alam mo 'yan ng following.
Pero totoo 'yan, nakakapogi kaya marunong kumanta na lalaki.
Sabi nila.
Wala ba experience dyan?
Personally, I never used my music to, you know, to attract the opposite sex or kahit sino man. I use my music for the message. I've always had the belief that the message is more important than the messenger.
Nakakalalim.
Diba?
Ikukot ko nga yan.
yun kasi ang problema ng celebrity culture para sa akin. Yung artist hindi nabibigyan ng focus. Kasi nandun sila sa ano sa physical aspect na parang ito nga yung mga artistang ganito, ganun. Pero the truth is yung mga creators talaga are the scriptwriters, the directors, 'di ba? They know how to execute it kasi mga actors sila. But you know, again, mas importante talaga yung essence ng ano ng artwork instead of the creator. Ayun.
Tama naman yun eh. Pero ang inisip ko lang ngayon with this whole thing, it's going to be very challenging for artists now if they rely on fan base.
That's true. That's true. Kung sanay na sila sa ano sa nakasanayan at hindi sila marunong mag-adapt, then they're gonna fade into obscurity. Ngayon, yun na nga ang importansya ng ano ng pagiging, you know, adaptable, flexible. Parang ano to eh, alam mo yung mga vines, parang kahit saan pwede silang tumubo as long as meron silang makakapitan. Life will always find a way.
Life will always find a way. Hindi ka ba excited? Excited ka ba what's gonna happen to the after this?
I'm excited and kind of terrified at the same time kasi hindi ko talaga alam ano ang i-expect exactly.
Mm-hmm. I think ginagawa no one
does. Oo, 'di ba? Ginagawa ko lang ang kaya kong gawin. Balikan ko lang yung sinabi mo tungkol sa Korean dramas na kung paano sila sinusuportahan ng government. Nangyari din kasi yan, I think, late 50s dun sa France. Tinatawag nilang French Film Nouveau, which is New Wave. Sinuportahan kasi ng government yung mga batang directors at the time. Kaya nagkaroon ng bagong taste ng films. Kaya nagkaroon ng resurgence and love for French films ang buong mundo at the time. So, yun nga, if the government does support artists, mas lalo silang lalago. Kasi, 'di ba, ikaw suportahan ka ba naman ng nanay tatay mo, 'di ba?
parang may pinost ako na recently sa Facebook. I don't know if you saw it. It's an ad by typical Thai ad na galing talaga sa storytelling. It's the same what you're saying, except this is a very, very small scale. There's this one guy who stopped by a building. And then, sabi niya sa driver niya, dito muna tayo. Tapos, pakisabi dun sa may-ari, bibilin ko yung building. So, sa bumalik yung driver, kailangan daw ikong usapin. So, pumasok siya doon sa loob ng building.
Mm-hmm.
So, may nagluluto na mom. So she was making dishes. It's a kitchen actually. So it's like a restaurant na open space, no. And then sabi niya, before mag-usap tayo, kain ka muna. So pinakain niya muna yung guy. So habang kumakain yung guy, binibigyan siya ng libreng vegetables, libreng tubig, ay libreng drink, ganyan. And it turns out tinanong niya, binibenta mo ba yung building, ha? Ba't ka bibenta yung building, sabi niya. Tapos bakit ang mura ng pagkain? Kasi it's like 35 baht lang. Tapos then she explained, yung bata na yun, if I sell it more than this, hindi siya makakapag-ipon ng pera para sa school niya. Kahit ito yung nanay na yun, pag minahal ko yung pagkain, hindi niya mapapakain yung mga anak niya na kumakain doon. Kahit ito yung taxi driver na yun, nakapag-ipon siya ng pera dahil dito sila lagi kumakain. So, yung natitira ng pera niya, napabili niya ng bagong taxi. Gets well. Now, I'm just saying that if people start looking at it like that, at things that you can do not on profit, and make lives really better. Kaya nga, I think yung sinulat ko dun sa post is like, I think it says it's like if in I'm not sure if it's invest happiness, but sustainable happiness, sustainable returns.
True. That's true. Galing. So para totoo yan eh, kasi if you, sa akin kasi happiness doesn't only come from yourself self pleasure eh. Ang deeper type of happiness is when you help other people. and you feel good about it.
Actually, you know, isa sa mga naging ano ko yan eh, naging isa sa mga reflections ko yan sa during the quarantine eh, is that what is really the definition of happiness? Ano ba talaga? I mean, profit and happiness, and ano ba yung talagang dapat unahin? Diba? Parang it's like very I don't know, it's a very siguro very spiritual question or very I don't know, philosophical question, but I'm like, because it's not making you think. Eh. Like the more important things now is like really healthcare. Like you think about it, right? Now it's like everyone's focused on health. Now a lot of people started shifting into cooking their own food instead of eating out.
Yes, correct. Oh.
Parang ito yung mga industriya na bubuhay ngayon.
Yung mga pang-araw-araw natin ginagawa na taken for granted. Parang,
diba? Yung nakikita na,
uy, ito pala yung pinaka-essential eh.
Oo, diba? Then you realize, hindi pala essential, ano, hindi pala essential ang, I don't know, damit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you really...
I mean, mm-hmm.
You mean what?
I mean, okay naman, kailangan din naman ng damit. It's just that yung the fashion sense na kailangan mamahalin ng damit, yun siguro, yun yung ano, pero...
Oh, kasi think, may pinost ako dun sa Experience Philippines na question eh. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did you know about yourself that you didn't know prior to this? And sabi ng girl dun sa comment, sabi niya, hindi ko, ngayon ko na-realize, kailangan ko lang pala ng six na damit to survive. I don't need more than that kasi parang wala naman pala, hindi ko naman pala kailangan ng pumorma, hindi ko naman pala, oh, sabi ko, siguro nasa work from home ka kasi. Siguro pag nasa labas, iba naman siguro usapan. Hindi, so I actually realized na niya na it's hindi ganun ka-importante na kailangan may bago kang susuotin. Siguro. Yun na ano ka lang.
Pero with all that talk, I think lahat ng tao kailangan magano. Inaral naman natin to, karamihan sa atin inaral naman natin to sa eskwela before. Kailangan nating review yung Maslow's law of hierarchy. Hierarchy of needs.
So, oh, ano?
Kailangan i-review talaga 'yon. Kasi the truth is, I remember nung nangyari yung Yolanda.
I went
there to help sa Tacloban.
Oo.
Tapos along the way habang nasa truck ako, sobrang nakatapat sa init, nasa likod ka lang ng truck dala niyo yung mga relief goods.
Oo.
Tapos na-realize ko parang sabi ko music doesn't matter eh. Art doesn't matter kapag panahon ng survival. Life is the number one priority to survive. Yun muna. Tapos kapag komportable ka na, you'll need to feel your self-worth. Kaya dun na ang actualization yan is nandun na sa you know, finding a purpose, and then sa arts, sa humanities.
Sa tagayo ba? Ngayon ba tayo? Survival ba tayo? O nasa ano tayo? Nasa...
Iba-iba tayo, G eh. Nasa, depende sa ano natin, sa economic status natin eh. Tayo, you and I, ano tayo eh? Nasa ano lang tayo eh? Nasa comfort zone pa rin tayo kahit paano eh. Pero lots of our ano countrymen, yun, nasa survival mode talaga sila. And yun ang dahilan din kung bakit sila kailangan lumabas, naghahanap ng makakain para sa pamilya. Meron akong karpentero yung tumutulong sa akin dito kapag kailangan ko siya. Ngayong nagkaroon ng quarantine, yung relief na pinapadala dito is mga siguro once a week. Tapos, isa't kalahating kilo ng bigas, dalawang delata o tatlo. Tapos, ilan ng members ng pamilya. Kaya every now and then, nagpupunta siya rito, humingi siya ng tulong. Wala naman tayo magagawa kasi, di ba? I mean, meron tayo.
So sad. Grabe yun.
Sipin mo yun, di ba? So, yun. Iba-iba yung levels natin. Depende talaga kung nasang part ka ng ano ng economic status.
Saya, no? I think, ako personally, anong isip ko lang na yung mga ganyan realizations, hindi mo ma-realize kung wala nangyari rin to eh.
Totoo yan, totoo yan.
I'm not talking for everyone, but I think many people so far, as the ones I've spoken with, yan ang mga, isa sa mga ano nila na na-appreciate nila yung small things now, the little things than the bigger ones. And then na siguro feeling ko rin, I think feeling ko rin na magkakaroon ng new sets of, I think from all of this, there will be a new wave of young lead, not young, but leaders who are gonna come out, who will start changing, who will start, ano parang, na ano sila, na push sila to start making changes in the world.
I believe so. I believe so. Oo. It's a huge eye-opener kasi. Hindi lang sa ano eh, hindi lang sa ano, sa tao, kundi kahit sa ano, sa in the aspect of protecting nature, di ba?
Well, I think everything in everything. I think it's going to be now like people will start moving towards change. Whether it's going to be a positive change or negative change, I don't know. But people are going to move to make changes. And I hope, of course, obviously for the better. But gets mo yung parang yung drive ng tao ngayon mas malakas. I think after siguro mag sink in na yung well mental. Kasi ang dami siguro ng cases ngayon na because of being isolated, nagkakaroon sila ng mental anxiety. I think a lot depression and stuff. Kasi I've met so many. Mm-hmm. Already, me included, no? And yesterday, I was talking to one of my very good friends and then she said the same thing na she started breaking down in the middle of the night. Like, hindi lang niya alam pa, why? Or parang ano nangyayari? Like, what's happened? Kasi uncertainty, I think that's what it brings. Ang layo naman usapan natin ngayon na nawala sa mga... Pero, ayun ang gusto ko. Masarap ng usapan na you start thinking about things, like you start reflecting, and I really enjoy it because sometimes wala kang kausap. Siguro ngayon yung medyo cherish ko yung mga moments na may kausap ako.
And yan actually yung reason din, one of the huge reasons bakit nag-start ako ng radio, ano, online radio.
Ang galing nga eh! Galing nga! Yeah. It's really good! I think tumuntua nga ako, like, every time I see it, it's in-interview mo si Jeffren. So, na-atawa.
Plug ko lang, ah.
Sige, go.
Alright, so for guys listening, meron kami sa Jam Lemon Records, meron kaming isang online radio station, which is zeno.fm/jamlemonrecords. zeno.fm/jamlemonrecords kung magaano ko sa browser directly. Pero pwede ka rin mag-install ng Zeno Radio from App Store or Play Store. At halapin nyo lang yung Jam Lemon Records. 24/7 it plays. It plays indie underground music from mostly dito sa sa east ng Metro Manila, but also artists from all over the country. At every 6:30 PM sa Facebook Live, meron kaming live broadcast kasabay doon sa Zeno online radio station.
That's yung FB Live ba? It's a, ano, it's a, like you can talk to people when they can message you and stuff.
Yes, sa comment
nakita mo section. Nakita mo siya?
Oo. Oo. Pwede ka bang mag-post ng question or polls, ganun. Tapos sasagutin nila.
Wow, it's fun. Parang yung sa Korean ano, version. Magawa kaya ko yan. Tulong mo ako. Gusto ko gawin yan.
Pwede ka mag-direct eh. Pero mas maganda pag OBS. Kasi pag Facebook direct na live, compressed yung sound. Meaning, kapag humihina yung sound mo, para siyang bumabagsak. Tapos kapag lumakas ulit, tataas ng biglaan. So kapag dinaan mo siya sa OBS, mas smooth yung ano yung tunog. So it's not
problema kasi sa pag-aaralan ko how I can install that in a more structured way na.
Maraming options. Maraming options aside from OBS eh. Parang may nabasa akong Twitch.
Twitch. I have Twitch. Oh shit. Yun, it's a gaming platform eh.
Is it? Oh, so, pero either way, magagamit mo pa rin siya sa ano eh, sa kahit audio lang. I would suggest kapag radio program talaga.
OBS.
Audio mostly.
Okay. Sige. Actually, may launch nga si XPH ngayon eh na
talaga.
It's a syempre shinare ko na agad. it's called Virtual Experiences. So it's yesterday lang. Well, I was planning on already preparing it, but so basically you can we usually have a single road trip. But this time, we're gonna do a singles road trip sa bahay, bahay edition. So mm-hmm. it's gonna be a gamification of like what you're doing, like your radio mm-hmm. show. But this time, XPH would be like a typical host. So it's not like a webinar. It's gonna be the same thing. You're virtual. You can see yourself. You can see all the participants. But there's a it's a gamification version. So mangyayari, people can automatically be grouped into let's say interests. So they'll go into a certain room. They can say we can do like a Q&As. They can ask. Mm-hmm. You can point out like for example who what's your favorite drink. And mm-hmm. you can write it down and people would guess. So it's a very interactive virtual experience. So you can actually talk to people. You can actually answer questions.
This is done. Sa website lang ng
website. Wow, isa-setup pa lang siya. Actually, sineset-up ko na siya. I'm just getting like details na lang. So you can, we're thinking of either there's going to be like a fee or for it or not. But siguro trial run. But gusto mo sama kita sa trial run kasi it's really
game.
I want to do the, and the reason I'm saying this because you can actually use it for your music in this music prints, or for example you're creating a community of musicians and you want to get to know them better, we can set it up like that. For example, like you can have free questions that they will ask, and you can customize all the questions that you want. So that you get an idea who your people are, and then they get to start interacting with one another, which is kind of cool because it's not boring. It's not like your one-sided interview. Mm-mm. People can actually like type in anonymous questions. For example, let's say the topic is about sex. So what if you have this? It goes just to the host, and the host will start asking the question publicly, like what do you think about this? Ang galing siya. It's really really cool. And I really
is it like live chat or does it have?
It's live. Everything is live. Although it's not recorded, so it's a very private thing. And then you can keep the people, the details of the people private, so you don't have to, you don't know. For example, you can't message directly that other person. You say like, for example, a single road trip. If you wanna match people. Anyway, I'll do a run, which is really a trial run. I need actually around, kasi sinetesting ko how many capacity-wise, ano yung kaya. So far, ginawa ko lang siyang 15. So, parang 15 people to see whether the kaya siya in terms of the speed, in terms of interaction. Wala siyang lag or anything like that. Kasi nakakatuwa, like, you can ask like really weird questions. Like seriously, weird questions, and people would, people will, example, you can have like a conversation card, for example, let's say, I don't know, they can ask people about mga icebreakers. So imagine, if you could only eat one type of food for the rest of your life, what would that be? No, ganyan. What do you dream about? You know, what's your favorite song of all time? So you can ask those questions, and people would write. And then you write, pwede mo huhulaan mo kung sino yung nagsabi noon, mga ganun type. Sige, invite kita. Siyempre, nag-extend na ako sa kayo. Extend na tayo sa kwentuhan natin. Super, super thanks, Rob.
Most welcome.
Ang saya na usapan ngayong umaga, which is really the nice way to start the day, getting inspired. So guys, so sa mga next, this is actually the first of a series of conversations that I have for Banyo Thoughts, which is really a personal brand that I have. It's not part of Experience Philippines at all. This is just I'm building, like, I'm trying to establish to utilize one of my strengths, which is really connecting people. So, and I really want to put that in now during this kind of quarantine to put it to good use so that I can have fun time for myself as well. Because I consider this really fun. Anyway, so yun, maraming salamat, Rob, for the.
Walang anuman, walang anuman. Always my pleasure, G.
So pag nagkaroon ulit tayo ng pagkakataon, pwede ka ba magsalita ulit at makapagkwentuhan sa akin sa mga ating thoughts? Pero hindi na about music. Pag-usapan natin about siguro ano ba ang pwede natin pag-usapan? Being anything a dad. Being a dad. I think that's something that's really fun. Okay. Being a dad. Cooking.
Cooking, yes. Yes.
Magaling ka lang magluto ngayon.
Ever since naman may mga kaya ako na alam, pero may mga types na hindi ko kaya.
Oh, nga.
Good We'll delve into that when we go into the talk.
Sige, sige, sige. Maraming maraming salamat. Thank you very much. And guys, so if you guys want to listen to Jam Lemon Records, they're always live at 6:30. So you can go to their Facebook page called Jam Lemon, right?
Yes, Jam Lemon Records.
Jam Lemon Records. And then you can tune in at 6:30 and he has very interesting conversations with different kinds of people. So it's really nice to get to know the other people in the music industry, or not even the music industry, no? So it's everyone else, no?
Yes.
Cool.
Different fields.
Mm. Different fields. Okay. All right. In lang. Thank you very much, yeah. And have a very pleasant morning.
You too.
Take care of yourself and the family there. Keep up the good work and keep hustling. All right.
Take care, G. Stay safe.
Stay safe, friend. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.